All right, 15 minutes now before 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. What are you doing Friday? If you love music, you're going to want to be at the Lexington Village Theater. Stories behind the songs. We're talking with songwriters who are going to be performing their songs on Friday night at the Lexington Village Theater in two shows. Local musician award winner Julianne Ankley is here. Julianne, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. What did you win at the Detroit Music Awards?
I just won the Outstanding Country Songwriter Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome. And Gary Hanen is with us as well. Gary, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a songwriter based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm kind of coming to the Michigan Port Huron area more and more often these days. And we're going to be doing the show on Friday. I'm bringing a couple of my friends that are highly accomplished songwriters to perform as well on Friday night. Multiple number one hit songwriters, multiple platinum recording artists.
Could tell by your accent you're from Nashville.
I'm from a place called Zimbabwe, Africa, actually.
No kidding. We could probably talk for hours about road led you to Nashville to Port Huron.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I was writing songs as a hobby, and I managed to bump into some record executives who listened to some of my songs, and I got a very lucky break. Within 3 months, I had my first number one song.
And what song was that?
Tequila Makes the Clothes Fall Off.
Everybody loves that song. That is the party song, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. What was your inspiration for that?
You know, you have to come to the show on Friday.
Well, that's the great thing about a show like this, Julianne, is you get to tell all the stories that go with these songs, right?
That's it. So if you want to know the stories, you have to come to the show.
Yeah. No, nobody sits in a cubicle from 9 till 5 writing songs. I mean, songs get written on the couch, on the back porch. Where do you like to write?
You know, I'm always writing, especially when I'm driving down the road. You know, if there's a long distance between events, melodies will come to me and ideas. And I do most of my writing, while I'm driving.
You keep a little recorder with you?
No, not really. I mean, if it's not worth remembering, it's worth forgetting.
That's good. Julianne, how about you? Where do you write?
I used to write at my kitchen table at my old house. That was my place that... Just everything sort of came to me, but oftentimes driving too. I mean, we both drive a lot, so sometimes it's the rhythm of the road that sets the song beat tempo too. So I have a song that I'll tell a story about that on Friday night too.
Fun stuff. Who else is going to be performing on Friday?
A friend of mine, Dave Gibson. He's written 6 number one songs. He's written for Alabama, Joe Diffie. He wrote that Ships That Don't Come In for Joe Diffie, Confederate Railroad. He's had multiple number ones. Chaz Sanford is more of a pop writer. He produced Chicago and wrote some of their big hits. He produced Stevie Nicks, wrote some of her big hits. He wrote Missing You for John Waite. So he was part of the opening act for the Eagles on the European tour. So he's an incredible talent and a good friend. We've all done shows together for many years together. So
it's interesting. A lot of performers write their own songs and have a big hit with a song that they've written and performed, but that's not always the case. You just mentioned some examples of songwriters that a lot of people haven't heard of, don't know that well, that have written some huge, huge hits. I mean, is that difficult to watch somebody else up there on stage singing your song, or is there some glory to that too?
No, it's interesting, and that's the great thing about these stories behind the hit songs is that the audience, they actually get to enjoy meeting the minds that created the song in the first place and to hear the song in its originality, the way that it's never been heard before. And it's just a whole different kind of a show. You know, one is kind of the artist gets out there and that's great. You know, they've got a great great voice and they do a great performance on a song. But a lot of the writers are not, they're not the best singers in the world, but they're the best writers in the world. They're great lyricists. It's a great way for the audience to actually mingle and meet with the creators of these iconic songs.
Really cool stuff. This Friday night at the Lexington Village Theater. 2 shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Julianne, who inspired you to write music? Who did you listen to, or who did you say, I want to do that, I can do that?
Oh gosh, there's been so many. I mean, I grew up in a time where there was such a huge female presence in country music, especially in the 90s. I think it was dominated by females, and that's when I really started to pay attention to what the females were singing and talking about, and that's when my creative spark happened.
Yeah. So. Gary, how about you?
inspired by so many, and the longer I live, the more I realize how many more people inspired me along the way. I'm constantly being inspired. Originally, it was, I'm drawn to simplistic yet profound lyrical content in songs. So guys like Johnny Cash, you know, singing A Boy Named Sue, story songs, that's what I gravitate towards and have always gravitated towards. That's what I find truly inspiring. People like Johnny Cash. And then, on the other side of that, bands like Supertramp and Creedence Clearwater Revival and, you know, just such a multitude of different sources of inspiration.
Yeah. What brings you to the Port Huron area?
What brings any man 2,000 miles across the country other than a beautiful, talented, wonderful singer named Julianne?
There you go. Fantastic. it's interesting just to, hear the stories that inspire the songs. And some of them are real stories. Some of them are imagined stories. That doesn't always have to be something that really happened to you, right?
No, they're all authentic. Yeah, we don't make up stories.
All 100% true. Fantastic. So what advice do you have for somebody that wants to write music, somebody that wants to be a songwriter?
I think, speaking from personal experience, if you want to be a songwriter, you can be a songwriter. You don't have to be. So many people think they have to be a singer as well as be a songwriter. People like myself have never had any intention of trying to become an artist. It's never been in the cards for a lot of us writers. We're professional writers. We go to work and we write songs and we create songs, and that's sufficient for us. So that being said, anybody can do it. You can be a housewife, you can be a mechanic, you can be a school teacher, you can whatever you do for a living, it makes no difference. If you want to write songs and you have a genuine passion for writing songs, you can go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the one great thing is anybody can do it. You need a pencil and a piece of paper and, maybe a guitar or a piano, a little bit of music ability. Yeah, determination.
It's self-therapy, really, it is, It's self-therapy, and you can share it with the world if you want to, or you can just keep it private and keep it for your grandkids if you want to.
It's interesting you mentioned it's therapy. There are a lot of songwriters that have trouble writing songs when life is good. Because yes. It's hard to write those songs about, got up, everything's wonderful, the bank account balanced, the kids are wonderful, the sun came out. It's sometimes easier to write those songs when your heart's broken, when it's raining outside, everybody hates you, the world's against you. That makes for a good song.
You could just say, I wish the sun was out. And then you could just delete the I wish at the end of the song.
That works too. There you go. Good advice. Gary and Julianne, looking forward to seeing you this Friday night at the Lexington Village Theater. Two shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Tickets still available. We'll look forward to seeing you up in Lexington, which is a great venue. I couldn't think of a better place for a show like this.
The acoustics are fantastic in that place. You can hear everything way up in the balcony just like you can down in the front. So I'm very excited to play there always. It's very fun.